I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. The City of Eugene's Cultural Services Division is tasked with creating a vibrant cultural sector, including oversight of the city's community events and public art programs, the Holt Center, and the Cuthbert Amphitheater. Cultural Services enters a new era now as Isaac Marquez takes over as its new director after 14 years of other service to the city. Congratulations on your new position, Isaac.
Thank you, Eric. Thanks for having me.
This summer, Cultural Services spent a lot of time on reinvigorating the park blocks and doing a lot of work downtown with events, food trucks, and beyond. What were the results of that, both in terms of its positive and challenges from here?
We're surveying the community right now to understand what the results were from those efforts. In that effort to improve the park blocks downtown this summer, our role is to bring the cultural sector forward and the arts forward to try to make a more viable, vibrant place to live and visit. In producing free cultural events, 43% of the audiences who attended those events have annual household incomes of $49,000 or less. 23% of our audiences had annual household incomes of $15,000 or less. So in addition to improving the park blocks and improving the experience of anybody who might be visiting, we also are providing services in arts and culture for those that can't afford to buy a ticket and go to a show.
You do interact with difficult situations. There's the homeless issues, panhandling, mental health issues, and so on. What are the limits of what cultural services can and can't do in providing services to those underprivileged sectors?
When we use culture and the arts to help create a better city, we have to stay in our lane. And we have to work in partnership with public safety, with mental health services, social services, with infrastructure, and other basic needs that we just can't provide. So when we stay focused on producing great art and culture events, that allows that sector to contribute, and it also allows others to do their job. So it's all about partnership.
One of the things that you've also done this year is the 20 by 21 mural project, providing much more public art downtown. Talk about the experience of bringing more public art downtown and what the mural project brings to the city's cultural life.
I feel that the mural project brings a sense of civic pride. We wanted to improve the urban landscape with that project. We wanted to help Eugene understand its sense of place in the world and the arts. And by doing so, we ended up with over 60 businesses who are partners in this endeavor. And now we have arts and businesses working together to improve the civic landscape. 42% of the costs of that effort were paid entirely by local businesses.
What stage is the 20 by 21 mural project in at this moment?
We're approximately halfway through our stated goal. But really, one of the underlying goals of the project is to create a proliferation of art in the urban landscape. This November, we will be rolling out a project for local muralists, where we're matching local muralists up with businesses who are interested in having art in their building. We're paying their artist fees so that they have a chance to also produce work in the cityscape.
Another part of your role is the oversight of the Holt Center and the Cuthbert Amphitheater. Do you see any changes in terms of what is presented or how it's presented in evolving those venues?
Absolutely. One of the things that isn't apparent to most audiences is that if we did not have a Holt Presents series, the Holt Center would be only a rental venue, and it would be at the whim of the market or the promoters who want to come to Eugene to produce a show. Because we have Holt Presents, we're able to produce things like the National Geographic Speaker Series, the NPR Speaker Series. We're also able to have a control on ticket prices. Last year, Holt Presents, 25% of the tickets sold at Holt Presents were $25 or less. And when we bring the artists to Eugene, we can create education and outreach programs.
What other projects do you foresee launching or continuing in your tenure as Director of Cultural Services?
I think this role, Eric, is about empowerment, using what we have to empower others to do good work. I think when you're in a leadership role, your job is not to hold space. Your job is actually to move, especially because we made it through the recession. It's time to build coalitions, and it's time to act. When I look across the arts ecosystem, I look for threats. And one of the threats that we have right now is really the real estate market. And that's creating a really difficult situation for artists who need spaces to work. they are getting priced out of their studios. They're finding it hard to have places to live and do their work. And in my time, Eric, I don't want to be part of a city or in a leadership role if the making of art in the city goes away.
Isaac Marquez, now director of the City of Eugene's Cultural Services Division after 14 years of other city leadership roles. More information on cultural services at eugene-or.gov/cultural-services. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.